Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day.
I guess we still get Survivor, right? That's something to look forward to. Vinny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, boy. Well.
Why am I echoing?
We wondered, actually. When he wasn't answering his phone.
Oh, you were calling me?
He was going to be there or not.
You didn't call me.
I suppose the work from home thing makes it a little difficult to predict if everyone's going to be there on time. Anyway, good morning.
What is
Happy
the deal?
Happy Wednesday, I guess. I mean, it's such a strange world. Everybody, we're together, and a lot of people just on Instagram and trying to stay connected. Hashtag stay connected with everybody else, but it can be very lonely, you know?
Is just everything cool, Vin?
Miss your
I'm
friends.
I'm talking.
Oh, I see that Vin is now maybe on the FaceTime.
Yeah, I can hear Vinny. I think that there might be some bus problems, Nicole.
Oh, wait, so am I talking over Vinny, like thinking I have to fill time and Vinny's
no,
actually
No, yeah,
there,
Vinny's on. Vinny, can you
hear
me?
I'm here, I'm talking.
Yeah, he's on. I think that you're having trouble hearing him. I'm not sure if Vinny can hear me. I'm pretty
well,
sure.
Well, I'm definitely having trouble.
I hear Bryn.
Okay.
Cool. I also hear an echo. No,
neither of you guys jumped on. I'm like, I'm
echoing.
So lonely right now.
Oh, can you hear me, Sarah?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Can you hear Vinny now?
No, I cannot.
Do you hear me?
Nope.
I hear echoing, though, in my headphones of my voice.
Let's just go ahead and troubleshoot this on the air.
Yeah,
Nicole, make sure Sarah is engaged with utility.
Oh, I think I just heard something. Vinny?
Sarah's is
yes.
Engaged. Oh, he's there. I can hear him now.
There he is. And Vinny has an echo. That means that he's probably engaged with himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't be engaged with yourself, Vinny. That's
There's no more engagements. I've had gone through that the one time. I'm
How's
not doing
echo
it again.
Sounding now, Vinny?
Oh.
It's better.
Oh,
it's fixed.
Yeah. What a relief.
But
nice
Sarah's
job.
Sitting there going, I'm here alone. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm right here.
I thought it was just me. I'm like, well, I guess I better keep talking while they figure out what the hell's going on.
He's like, I'm here.
The whole time.
You're not there. I feel very alone.
A funny thing is I heard both of you guys. So I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you finally figured it out because I was like, well, this is super lonely doing a show by yourself. I guess I should just keep talking. I don't know.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm better now. Thank
All right,
you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to say this more than once today, but yesterday... Actually, it's been this whole week watching the teachers at the school that my kid goes to scramble through this coronavirus. And I remember picking her up, walking to the school to pick her up one of the days before we were all self-quarantined.
Right.
And I happen to know the principal, Tracy, and see her quite a bit. Her and her husband, Stig, are friends of long-time friends of ours, and our kids are friends. But anyway, she was sort of at that point just waiting and seeing, you know, like she didn't really have any idea how this was gonna go. But watching the people the teachers, the principal, the faculty in general scramble to put together this home learning computer system that they've never used and get it up and running, and it's working. And my kid is learning, and she's on the computer and taking art class, and it's just amazing what everyone has scrambled to put together. And I can't thank, not, I would just want to thank all the teachers who've figured it out.
Yeah.
You know,
in,
I mean,
in our school and beyond. It's
right.
It's,
all the teachers. I mean, our teacher, it's funny because when we went to the, I don't know, the night, the day,
the open
whatever.
House night.
Yeah. The open house, our teacher, Miss, I better not say.
Sure. Anyway, the teacher.
The teacher, she has a guitar in the class, and I was like, "Oh my God, you play!" And she, you know, she's like, "Well, badly," but, and then she went on to say that, but she doesn't do technology at all.
Mm.
Loves her job,
and
loves
she's
her
had
kids
to now,
and she has had to get with it in a way, forced.
Yep.
Into getting with it in a way that is above and beyond most of our abilities to deal. Like,
that's
she's
a
put
lot,
together.
Right. A lot of us have had to step up and, oh my God, I can't even imagine someone who's, you know, no, I teach children and I'm, you know, I play guitar and now I gotta, now I've got to learn new tricks.
Yeah, well, and she's, I think, probably she went with kindergarten classes because she doesn't want to have to, you know, ramp up her technology,
sure,
because that just only gets more and more important. I know that it's pretty normal for older kids to do classes online and
right,
and or be in touch with teachers online.
Right.
Anyway, I found it really neat to watch my kid sort of be back in class. It's helping us with the stay at home.
Well, it certainly occupies her for a while.
Yes,
right?
I mean, dude, oh my God, every second with the, and now what? What?
Right.
And now what? Get out of here. Dad's taking a guitar lesson. Beat it.
Yeah, get. Are you taking virtual guitar lessons?
I have, I'm taking guitar lessons on the computer, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dip boy, you know, there's no right time for this, right? There's no good time for this to happen. But in this day and age, with the technology and the connectivity that we have, I mean, imagine if this had happened, you know, even in the 90s. I mean, the best we could have hoped for really would be things like email. You know, there are endless things to entertain you online. There really are. I mean, you get sick of looking at a screen. There's no question about that. Like, okay, I've had enough of sitting here and us taking turns casting crap from YouTube up onto the TV. Like, that's, you know. But the fact that I'm saying, like, that's what we're doing. Like, we're all sitting together. No, let me show you my video I want next. It's, you know, and the fact that, you know, even right now, I can't see you because you're not on the FaceTime call. But I am, though. Why can't I see him, you guys?
I don't, you know what's weird is I don't see any of you guys. Am I on my own call?
I think you're on your own.
Is that even possible?
Call. Hit join. Hit the video button on your thing.
I'm looking at me.
Now you're on. You have to kind of, I see your ceiling. Oh, there you are. Hi.
No, I've been here the whole time.
Oh, turn off your, yeah, you've been just alone on your, without connecting to us. You've not been on
mute.
There we go.
Okay.
Now we're all, but look at, I mean, it's 2020. We're all looking at each other. We're even trying to figure out a way for people who are listening to look in if they want to look at more screens. And our whole, you know, in the olden days when you had to have the newspaper come to your house and clip pieces out of it to get ready to prep to do a show. Now we have just, the world is at our fingers. There's no good time for this. But if there was ever a time, it's now. Or at least we can stay in touch with each other.
I'll tell you, this is my own personal worry, as we watched last weekend and previous weekends. It would have been a little better time in the middle of winter, just because the sun comes out, people come out. And
no.
I'm fearing that sort of, I saw this, what do they call them? Memes? I'm still behind on
much. I guarantee I know which one you're going to talk about.
Is it the one with the picture is of family all looking at separate screens in their living room.
This exactly the one.
Right. And it says...
everybody must have loved that one. We looked at it and laughed for like 5 minutes. Like, oh my God, it's so true.
Because it's too perfect. So it's a whole family of people looking at separate screens. And it's like, you know, life before coronavirus. And then,
they're in their house, by the way. Right. They're like on the couch.
Mm-hmm. They're on the couch. They're none of them's looking at each other. They're all on separate screens. And then it says life with coronavirus quarantine. And it shows everyone outside running in the park. Right. And I'm just like, too true. Way too true.
It's just, you know, it's when you're told you can't do something. That's when you just want to. And also being actually trapped and having your kid go, and then?
Right. Well, and I think, too, that I don't want to defend people who are out because I do feel like you need to stay in. That's just what I feel like. That's my opinion. I know that many people think this is a joke and it's not going to hit America like it's hit other countries. And often, even the news stories you see of other countries, you go, I don't know. You know, what do I know of that? That's not my problem. Right. Well, it is our problem. It is here. It's happening. I do want everyone to stay in. But I understand one thing that's happening is people don't always have time to go get exercise. Now they do.
Right.
So they do find themselves sitting in the house going, well, if I'm not going to work, that exercise I used to do.
Yep. I'm going to go do that.
I finally have a second for it.
Well, plus, so, when you're at the house, all you can do is eat. So it's just any excuse to get out of the damn house. Even yesterday, the only thing I left my house for yesterday was to go get food at Michael's. Sourdough. Shame.
Ding, ding, ding. How was it?
Oh my God, it was
so good. I know.
So good, Vinny.
Oh,
you know, there are, and you got to think about that. You know, these are places that you place your order over the internet. They have it ready for you. You go in and there's a very limited exposure and people are being really good about keeping far distances between themselves.
Oh, good.
And other people. And, you know, everyone's doing what they can to protect themselves, but also to continue their livelihood. Like, if Michael's doesn't sell sandwiches, they don't pay their workers. Their workers go find other things to occupy themselves and maybe don't come back when this whole thing is over. And then maybe the business, you know, people are... John and I were having this conversation on the way home thinking, you know, all right, we're everybody's good. We're getting the things we need. But in a situation where, say, Amazon went away... What we've done as human beings is eliminated. We've got to support the local stuff because otherwise the local stuff isn't going to be there someday when we really need it. Like, we used to have this hardware store, just a little Ace Hardware. You know, I get it. It's a chain. So it's not
exactly. I love Ace.
Me too. I love Ace.
We have Scarborough right here in town that I go to all the time.
Ours closed. It was walking distance from our house and it closed a few years back. And I miss it so much because you could just go, oh, I need to go make a key. Walk to the hardware. Oh, we're out of batteries. Walk to the hardware store. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's go get some paint. Walk to the hardware. Like, it was awesome. And it's gone now. And we have gone large with these corporations and places that provide all the stuff. And of course, it's heartbreaking anyway. No mom and pops. But in a real emergency, if those things aren't available to us, our mom and pop things are not going to be here to save us. I think that we need to really think long and hard about the future and, you know, support. Everyone always says it, you know, shop, think globally, shop locally, that kind of, we really need to do that stuff and keep the stuff that we still have, whether it's restaurants or your local hardware store, spend your money and think about these things and what you do without them in a situation like this. Like right now you try and get something from Amazon. Yeah. I mean, eventually you'll get it. But it's a couple days and the immediate like, oh God, my sink is leaking or what have you. You don't have that availability if your hardware store has closed up shop.
Well, and I don't say this as a calling you out measure, but you are one of the people I know that orders the most from Amazon. And so
you're not kidding.
And here you are with full information about how we should. So here we should protect locally. Local businesses, and I believe that 100%, but I also know that most of us are busy enough that we find the convenience We think of the convenience above thinking about what would happen if we lost these companies. Well,
no. Well, maybe that's one of the good things that comes out of this is that we say to ourselves, can I make an effort and find that locally from somebody who isn't, you know, because it is so easy. You pick up your phone. You go, oh, you need that? Pick up your phone, open the app, boom, boom, boom. It's there 2 days later or even a day later or that day. I mean, it's really something that we need to think about because I usually just go to that hardware store and just walk around. I like hardware stores.
Yeah.
You know, you get like, look at that. Look at those shelves. Oh, those shelves would be great in the, you know, that'd be super. It's like,
well,
like music stores, you know, I mean, those have gone away. Like, you know, yeah. I guess there's places where, you know, we've lost a lot. And this has been for me an opportunity to think about, you know, my part in that. You're not wrong. I am absolutely an abuser of the ease of Amazon. And look, you know, life has gotten really easy, you know, right up until some of these things get taken away from us. And I'm, you know, as we were at Michael's yesterday, we were talking about that because I wouldn't want Michael's to go away. That's
no,
for sure.
I wouldn't want that either. You know, I don't necessarily think it's hypocrisy, but for sure there's like, I sit here and say, we all need to stay in. I'm so guilty of going, oh, we need paper, I'll run out. And every time my wife has to look at me and go, I'm ordering it, you're not going out, stop it.
Right.
But I'm so used to being out during the day, I'm losing it.
We're stir crazy. There's no question about it. I'm like, oh, can we go, you know, should we go for a walk down to Safeway? should we go for, do we need anything?
I'll go grab that.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be great.
So I must admit that this shelter in place thing hasn't been easy for me in particular, and I've needed the help of others, the convincing of others to say, you know, we don't need that, and we've done really well. In fact, we were as a family sort of, I think mom was sort of congratulating us all on, we usually throw too much food away, we just do. And we have been really good since this has happened about eating all our leftovers and not wasting any food.
Right.
And it's kind of been nice, like, wow, look at us. We're staying on inventory. We're not throwing food away. When something's in there, we make sure we eat it. Whether
right.
you pour that taco meat into some eggs for the, you know, for breakfast or whatever.
Right.
We've been working on that. We're doing okay.
And so, I mean, if you can look at it kind of from that angle, like this is actually an exercise in rethinking the way that we live. Like that's, you know, me and you sort of coming at it from different angles on that. I think that we've got a lot of time to think as we're, you know, thinking about going outside and resisting the urge to do it and thinking about pressing point and click and thinking if maybe there's a different way to do it and looking at the food in our fridge and going, wow, that's rotting. I should really cook that.
I better eat that.
I better put that in some kind of soup. I'm pretty sure that'll kill whatever's growing on there. That should be fine.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because I have been playing more guitar, as I said, and it's been...
Because we are going to rock out when we get back to the studio.
Well, I hope so. So, and I'm just back into it. I really haven't played... And I don't know how a year has passed, but it's basically been a year. Yeah, it's
right.
A baby that I've been playing. So I'm sort of trying to relearn some of the basics that I'd memorized. So most of it's coming back, but I've been having a lot of fun with it when I can keep my kid out of my room and actually get a minute to play. Have you and John been jamming? Have you and both your kids been jamming?
Well, not with the kids do not want to jam with us.
Riley
will hang out. No, Sean is just not, you know, he's doing his own thing and he's such a snot about music and, you know, you guys playing your bad 70s song, slams his door. You know, but John and I, but we don't care. Like John, yes. In fact, yesterday I taped a few things but then I listen back and I go, nah, I'm not
no,
putting that up.
No, we have to hear it.
No, I'm not doing it, Vinny. Honestly, I got up. Please stop it. The one thing that's been kind of a bummer is, you know, we were rocking forward putting the studio together, but now it's configured for this broadcast. And the board that we got is that I'm looking at right now, honest to God, it's so complicated. Like it's because it's sort of compact. It's got all these sort of layers on it. I don't
doubled
even know how to
up,
explain
right.
it. Right. And not even that. There's there are six layers to it. So it's like whatever it is, 122 tracks, or I don't even know what it comes out to. But
Jesus.
I know, it's ridiculous. It's overkill. But but we have all these configurations. Like there's one for a podcast setup, and it's these things are muted and these things are on and all the levels are there. There's
right.
one thing for the radio broadcast that I'm doing, and this is on layer two, and I know how to work that one and get to that one. But then there's things like, you know, there's a configuration for just an open jam. If everybody's here, we want all the mics on and everybody's, and it feeds a PA. And then there's one for recording. So there's all these different layers, and there's all this wiring that still needs to get done for it. And every time he comes in here, I'm like, you better not screw up my, and so we have this fear that we'll screw up the radio thing, and I'll come in here at, you know, 4:30 in the morning, turn everything on, and it won't be there.
Right.
So we've really just been doing more acoustic jams, but he's like, yeah, we got to get it set up. I'm going to work on it tonight. I'm like, oh God, don't work on it tonight, please. Please.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. And yep. if there's a need, he can always just let me know, and we can test it over the, you know,
off the
air.
Before. Right.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea. I'm sure at 4:30 in the morning, he'd love to get up and test it.
Well,
with
I look forward to hearing whatever it was you recorded. I can't wait.
No, I'm not going to play. It was on my phone, and it was him with an acoustic guitar and me
Perfect.
Singing. No,
just
it's not.
What I wanted.
It's not happening. Plus, I was being goofy and like moving the phone around. I'm not putting that up. Forget it.
I've been a little blue.
Oh, hon. I'll send them to you only. Although
what?
You'll just post them. Forget it. I'm not doing that. You're not getting anything from me. In fact, we're done here. We're
Look
gonna take a quick break.
KLLC over here.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco.
Really need it.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Stay
Don't forget.
Connected. Post it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.